12 poems by Emily Dickinson, read by Cliff Krieger. I reason, earth is short, in anguish absolute, in minihood, but what of that? I reason we could die. The best vitality cannot exceed decay, but what of that? I reason that in heaven it will somehow be equal, some new equation given, but what of that? Our lives are Swiss, so still, so cool, till some odd afternoon the Alps neglect their curtains, and we look farther on. Italy stands the other side, while like a guard between the solemn Alps, the siren Alps, forever intervene. Faith is a fine invention when gentlemen can see, but microscopes are prudent in an emergency. Wild nights, were I with thee, wild nights should be our luxury. Futile the winds to a heart in port, done with the compass, done with the chart. Rowing in Eden, ah, the sea, might I but moor tonight in thee. I many times thought peace had come, when peace was far away, as wrecked men deem they sight the land, its center of the sea. In struggle slacker, but to prove as hopelessly as I, how many fictitious shores before the harbor be. I shall keep singing. Birds will pass me on their way to yellower climes, each with a robin's expectation, I with my red breast, I, my rhymes, late, when I take my place in summer, but I shall bring a fuller tune. Vespers are sweeter than matins in your morning, only the seed of noon. Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul, and sing the tunes without the words, and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land, and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. There's a certain slant of light, winter afternoons, that oppresses like the heft of cathedral tunes. Heavenly hurt it gives us. We can find no scar, but internal difference where the meanings are. None may teach it, any, 'tis the sealed despair, an imperial affliction, synthesis of the air. When it comes, the landscape listens, shadows hold their breath. When it goes, 'tis like the distance on the look of death. Death is a dialogue between the spirit and the dust. Dissolve, says death. The spirit, sir, I have another trust. Death doubts it, argues from the ground. The spirit goes away. Just laying low for evidence. An overcoat of clay. I felt a funeral in my brain. In mourners, to and fro, kept treading, treading, till it seemed that sense was breaking through. And when they were seated, a service, like a drum, kept beating, beating, till I thought my mind was going numb. And then I heard them lift a box and creak across my soul. With those same boots of lead, again, then space began to toll. As all the heavens were a bell, in being but an ear, and I, in silence, some strange race wrecked, solitary, here. And then a plank in reason broke, and I dropped down and down, and hit a world at every plunge, and finished knowing, then. I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody, too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They'd advertise, you know. How dreary to be somebody. How public, like a frog, to tell one's name, the live long June, to an admiring bog. I should not dare to leave my friend, because if he should die while I was gone, and I, too late, should reach the heart that wanted me. If I should disappoint the eyes that hunted so to see, and could not bear to shut until they noticed me. If I should stab the patient faith, so sure I'd come, it listening went to sleep, telling my tardy name. My heart would wish it broke before, since breaking then, were useless as next morning's sun, where midnight frosts had lain. There is a pain so utter, it swallows substance up, then covers the abyss with trance, so memory can step around, across, upon it, as one with a swoon goes safely, where an open eye would drop him, bone by bone. This is my letter to the world that never wrote to me the simple news that nature told with tender majesty. Her message is committed to hands I cannot see, for love of her, sweet countrymen, judge tenderly of me.